Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. I hope everyone's Labor Day weekend is going very well. I know half of you guys probably won't even get a chance to hear the show today, but that's quite all right. Because as I've said before, you guys, it's okay to replay the archive shows so that way you don't miss any tips or any advice or just to learn on my personal journey that I'm currently going through. So that way you guys don't miss anything. So don't forget to play the archive shows, okay? So I wanted to touch bases with you guys that it's a great weekend to do a lot of great things. As you already know, I'm on my own personal weight loss journey. So I linked up with my personal trainer yesterday, and we went to Philly, Kelly Drive in Philly, and definitely rode around on bikes for about pretty much an hour and a half. So, but the bike hurt my butt. Yeah, I'll be honest. Like, these bikes need to come with some better cushions. I don't want to have to pay for a custom seat. No, but it did hurt my butt after a while. So it was actually coming into today. It was still hurting. But it's all right. So I hope you guys are having a great weekend. Some of you guys, I'm sure, are already at the beach. You're out shopping. You're doing barbecues with family and friends. So everything is live, love, and laugh today, all this weekend. It doesn't matter. So definitely do that. And take good pictures. Put them on your Instagram. You know, share them with the world that everyone is living and loving and laughing. And for some of you who are not, my prayers go out to you and your family and your friends that hopefully things turn around for you for the betterment, especially for my dad. My dad posted a picture on Facebook advising that he's back into the hospital due to his liver not draining correctly. So like I've said to you guys before, if you guys can, go ahead and do me a favor and pray for my dad to really turn around successfully in his health, as well as everyone else that's connected to me. Now, some people that you may not meet right now are technically connected to you. You're just not around them at this point in time. So I look at this as, you know, when I pray a general prayer, I normally try to say, you know, everyone that's connected to me, because I don't know exactly who I'm going to meet in the next 5 minutes or the next 5 days. And that person who I meet, I've already prayed for them. That's how I look at it. You know, I say, you know, may God bless people who are connected to me, whether I know you or don't know you at this point in time, you're still connected to me in some way, shape, or form. And I look for everyone to be happy, blessed, and share good things amongst each other. Also, I wanted to go ahead and go into our tip of the day. Oh, the weather, side note, the weather is beautiful. It's going to be beautiful until next week. And we're now in September, so you know soon we're going to be actually switching over to fall. I think it's September or October we're supposed to be switching into fall. I'll look that up. Never mind all that. But we are supposed to be coming into the fall weather soon. And I tell you, my favorite seasons is the fall and the spring because it's right there in the middle. But sometimes we don't get the spring as long as we get the fall. So, you know, the weather seems to jump right into winter weather. So moving on to the image tip of the day. How many of you guys actually look at your brand and say to yourselves, what does my brand say to me? When you're creating your brand, you have to also be able to interpret your brand as it is. I mean, some people look at, I mean, I'm not going to say everyone does this when you're creating a brand, but some people don't. So for the ones that don't, look at your brand from the outside and look at your brand from the inside. I say that by being, when an outsider is looking into someone else's brand, you have to wonder what it actually speaks to them. And then you have to look at your brand and look at it from the inside and the outside. So you would have to look at it as, what is it supposed to say? You want to try to aim for your brand not to be too complicated, not to be interpreted in two different ways, and to just be interpreted in the way that you need for it to be interpreted. If you need to show it around a few people, outsiders, or friends, family, and people that are not even your friend, you know, for some good feedback, I would definitely go ahead and do that before you really start promoting your brand. And while you're promoting your brand, try to stick with that image that you're looking to obtain for that brand for quite some time until, you know, you're just ready to change certain things about it, but just don't change the motto of the company. Don't change, just don't change certain things that it's a dramatic change. I've talked to you guys about this before, but it all works in conjunction. So what does your brand say to you? So this is, like I said, so for past few shows and for the shows that you're going to hear now, we're just back in the basics of trying to get everybody back on the front pages of my business. So before you actually start legalizing your business, these are thoughts, these are ideas, these are the creative aspect parts of getting your business in the front line. So you just want to be able to, once you get all your ideas down, all your concepts down, all the creativeness down, then you have to legalize your business. And that depends on what state you're in, how many steps you have to take to legalize your business. Now, if you're just a sole proprietor and it's just you, that's way less steps than you have to do when you're actually a company trying to hire staff with you. And so it can become difficult if you don't have the capital or the resources, but just trust and believe, if it's really, 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 truly meant for you, it will happen. And just keep fighting. Don't give up. I know times has been really, really difficult for a lot of people. Some of what happened in 2014 is still coming into the year of 2015. And as we are actually coming to the last few months of 2015, I know a lot of people, including myself, if you haven't already, you probably will think it. You know, we're just hoping that, you know, what happens in 2014 and 15 could stay here. That way in 2016 is just nothing but growth, prosperity, abundance, you know, everything that we worked so hard for to actually start to blossom and bloom. That's everybody hopes, I'm sure. So if you're working towards that, then great, because we're already in September before you know it, given it, before you know it, it'll be Christmas, and before you know it, it'll be New Year's. And then, boom, we're back. We're already into a new year fighting, you know, last year's battles. So with all that being said, there's some things that happen, you know, at this point in time that are really probably trying to discourage a lot of people. And right now, I'm sure everyone is just looking for inspiration, encouragement, and to stay positive. So this is my moment here to give to you all, is to definitely stay encouraged, stay strong. You know, if you need to seek out others for strength, encouragement, to do so, you know, right, you know, try to do it right away. Don't soak and dwell on what's been negatively happening to you. I mean, there's a lot of things that's actually been impacting my surroundings too. You know how you're already going through something, so you're trying to find, you know, outside distractions that will keep you from thinking about what's already happening. And it's so terrible when your outside distractions get disturbed, you know, and then it's like you just feel like you're thrusted back into a negative atmosphere and you're trying to get out of it. And I'm going to give you a personal experience that I'm truly going through right now. You know, I'm going through things that I'm trying to get accomplished before the new year comes in, and on other things that will actually keep me distracted from, you know, what I'm currently going through. And, you know, I'm trying to go to the gym. I look for all positive surroundings. You know, music used to be my main outlet. You know, I've actually given up on music at one point, to the point where I actually drive in silence, maybe because the music now of the genre now that I hear is just really not uplifting, truly not. And I actually have to start listening back to my gospel music, actually, to uplift me again. And a lot of people, they think that because I speak of what it is that I do to try to keep me centered, as I'm so linked to God. I've actually heard that before. Because you're so linked to God, if you do me a favor and pray for a certain someone. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, you know, you don't have to really address it as that. Just say, hey, listen, can you pray for, you know, my loved one? Can you pray for the, and you know, I always try to encourage other people, like, hey, listen, right? You should pray too. It doesn't hurt that you pray as well as you asking someone else to pray. And this is an image tip right here, that because I've said those things and it looks like I do those things. That is the image perceived from outside world. And that is what you guys would see if you're around me as well, is that, oh, she must be the type that prays a lot. So, yes, I try to stay grounded and encouraged and spiritually lifted. When you take care of your inside, you end up taking care of your outside, and it just shines right through. And some people can see the light, and they actually get mad at that. And some people don't. They actually embrace it. So that is the image that is being portrayed from me to outsiders. So that's why I say, guys, if you can, try to pray for others. It's nice. It's good. And it'll create that image. They'll seek after you for that, especially because of what's been going on around everyone. It's just. Some people are going through turmoil. Some people are going through a little bit of turmoil. Some people are not going through anything at all. And still, when someone else is going through something but you're not technically going through it, it still affects you in some way, shape, or form. So after I'm done, side note here, moving forward, after I'm done talking with you guys, I'm definitely going to get myself back into the gym today because I exercised yesterday, but I haven't done it yet for today. Get myself into the gym today before the day is out and I lose track of time. And just really just get my mind off of everything and focused. I mean, this is a weekend where everyone's supposed to be, you know, really lively and have a good time. And I'm just really here just actually relaxing. You know, I'm to the point where, you know, I just want to relax. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to travel. I just want to relax. But I do plan on trying to go and see my family in Georgia this month. So safe travels for me on that. And you know what I've been really reading lately? They say don't discuss your future plans or what your next move is going to be. And I touched base on this conversation or this topic a few shows back, and I think to myself and I say, sometimes if you talk about what your next move is going to be, irregardless if there's listening ears or not, it's putting it in the atmosphere. I understand that when you talk about things to listening ears, those listening ears might be actually negative people. So they might try to get you off that path, but what, like I said to you guys before, what is for you will be for you irregardless. No man, no female, nothing can stop you from getting to where you're supposed to be. It might be a journey that seems so far-fetched. It might be something that's not going to come right away, or it might come right away, and you got to work hard on it to keep it. Trust and believe if it's for you, it will be for you, and it will stay with you. It won't go away, won't falter. And that's what people fail to realize. You know, yeah, I know a lot of people say, don't talk about your next move. Not a lot, but I've read a couple of times, don't talk about your next move, you know, just show the world what you're doing. In order to keep stable within your market and educated within your market, sometimes you just have to tell people what your next move is, because then they'll continue the journey with you, depending on what it is. They will continue the journey with you. Like, oh, this is a new movement. I'm going to continue it on with you. Not be shocked into what you're doing. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Do I like this new move? Do I not like this new move? No. So it's like if you pre-warn or, you know, pre-talk about what you're going to do next, sometimes it gives that person an actual opportunity to stay tuned, connected to what you're doing. So sometimes it's best to go ahead and talk about it. So those are two tips, you know, that I always like to give you guys in each show and in my own personal journey. But as you can hear, we're coming down to our last few minutes of the show. And as I've already acknowledged in the beginning of the show, I know some of you guys are probably already out and about and not even paying attention to the computer at this point in time, but it's fine. You guys, don't forget, you can always play the past shows just in case you missed anything on today's show. So don't forget, you can follow me on my personal email, personal Instagram page, and you can also email me at my business email address. So if you follow me on my personal Instagram page, it's at Stewie Chewy, Stewy, or you can email me at the business email address for your image, llc@gmail.com. And once again, guys, I'm always open for feedback, conversation, and a consultation if you guys need that as well. So don't forget that you could definitely do that anytime before the show, after the show, during the course of the week. It doesn't matter. It's definitely open. So as we come down to the show, once again, you guys, be love, share love, give love, and have a great and blessed weekend. Talk to you guys soon.